The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, 25th of August. Did I get that right? Our machine still hasn't it still hasn't been fixed. Ben, come in here and fix the machine. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. So, good morning. News top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
This thing, which I forgot to fix yesterday, has the wrong day and wrong date on it. Our clock and tells us what the weather's going to be and humidity and all those things. So, I guess, but remind me to fix that after.
Okay.
When I was trying to fix it yesterday, I was making Linda crazy because it was going beep, 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 beep. Anyway, so what national days do we have today?
It's National Banana Split Day.
Ooh, okay.
It's National Whiskey Sour Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
Banana split and a little sip of a whiskey sour.
There you go.
What else?
It's National Park Service Founders Day.
Okay. I'm going to go for that.
National Secondhand Wardrobe Day.
Okay. Weather today, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 96 and a low around 63, and it's going to be about that throughout next Monday. Sunday night, or Sunday, it's going to be 93 and a low around 58, but Monday is going to be sunny with a high near 89, so we're breaking even 90 next Monday, according to this National Weather Service forecast. So it's going to be just like this. 96, 97, 96, 94, 92. So, weather's going to be nice. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been in business close to 30 years. In fact, three generations of the Kinney family worked there. Chuck and Judy started Shasta Gas Propane about 30 years ago. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans that help their customers out, and they provide just outstanding service to them. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, Todd Jones is leaving the Chamber of Commerce. He is the CEO there. He's been there for like, oh, I think 2 years, Todd has. And I think he's done a good job. Todd's very forward-thinking and organized, and he's a Marine. So he's leaving. So why is he leaving after only 2 years? It's because he's going to go over there, and he's going to take over the interim directorship at Shasta College and become the interim dean of the economic development and workforce development at Shasta College. And expect the interim should go right, you should go into a full time dean spot for him. And he says that he is looking forward because he thought this job was just going to be too good to pass up. And he'll be leaving October 31st. And when he's on next time, he's going to leave October 31st, so that means we'll have him on in a couple of weeks when we can talk about it. But I think Shasta College is getting a good man, and he wants to do more to grow workforce development so the area can recruit and retain talented employees. And as you know, we have Shasta College. Well, you don't. You're not here on Mondays, but we have Shasta College on once a month, and they bring in a different group, a different department each month. And their whole thing is developing people, get them ready to either go on to a four-year college or to step away, have their certificates or their degree, and move into the workforce, be it trades or finance or whatever that they have out there. And they have so many, so many different things they're doing out there. So the second kind of big story of people leaving is, you know, we talked about it yesterday, was the Van Landingham, the fire chief is leaving, but also Greg Robinette, who is the Reading finance director, resigns. And he's going to stay on as he's been there for 3 years, and he's going to it says Reading finance director will be stepping away from his position after 12 years, and but he will continue his elected office as city treasurer until his term expires in December 2028. And so another great opportunity has come up for his family, and he can't turn down. So, what's this mean? This means not only do we have Robinette's announcement comes less than a week after the city announced Fire Chief Jared Van Landingham's retirement, and of course the unexpected death of City Manager William Tarbo, and retirement of Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. Other top positions that remain unfilled at the city include assistant city manager and city attorney. Now, today, Jack Munns, who is a member of the city council, is joining us at 8 o'clock, and I can't wait to ask Jack all these questions. What are you going to do? How is this affecting us? What's happening? And Jack is running for re-election, so it should be interesting. Now, I promised people yesterday I was going to talk about data centers, and I am. I do want, before we take our break, though, because I don't have enough time to start. The 49ers president and CEO, his name's York. Did you read about this?
Yeah, in Ohio, too.
What's his name? Jeff? Is it Jeff? What is it?
I want to say K, but it's not.
Well, whatever
Browns
it is.
Browns kicker.
Now.
Jed York, I think.
Jed York. Now, this man, let's just say he must be a millionaire many times over. Can we all agree on that? So he gets busted in this little, what was the city? Because it was in Ohio. What was it? This little bitty place in Ohio?
I forget where it was, but yeah, it was a small town.
It's a small town. The guy gets busted for renting a woman for prostitution, $140.
But he pled down. Did you see that?
Yeah, he pled it down, but that's what they busted him for, in a trailer. In what
they said, though, it was.
Come on,
his net worth over $500 million.
Okay, and what's his first name again?
Jed.
Jed, what are you thinking of? My God, you know. You're worth over $500 million. You get caught in a trailer on a $140 hooker. But I think it was a sting.
Yeah, it was a sting. They said he used a website or something that they monitor.
Oh.
Or used something.
Jed. So when you think about stupid things that people do, I mean, really, that was stupid. And is he married for now?
It said he filed for divorce, it looked like, in May of 2026. So.
Oh, okay. Well, he needed consolation. And $140 hug. For $140 a hug, I'll rent Buford out. You know, he can pet Buford. Anyway, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I should. Because of all of us sitting out there thinking to ourselves, here's a guy that's running a world-class football team, you know, making decisions that can take the team, you know, to the Super Bowl and do all these things, has the bad judgment to do something like this. And it's on his personal side. So, if that's not embarrassing enough, now the NFL has to do something. they have, you know, they've had other people have gotten involved, other owners gotten involved in these things and gotten some, you know, $6-7 million fines. They're suspended. They can't go to games for so many, you know, 5-6 games. Can't be at the stadium and all this. So, in a way, I wonder if you can't help but wonder, is drugs or alcohol, maybe not drugs, but alcohol or something like that have something to do with this? I don't know. We'll never know. But Jed York, good luck with this one, buddy. And we'll be right back.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State. And we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaugh streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Let me know if Alter Mongolia gives us a call today, Ben. Okay, in case they're listening. Hey, by the way, when we just said Robinette was resigning, so that leaves, we don't have a police chief. We don't have a fire chief. We don't have the financial guy. We don't have an assistant city manager. We don't have a city manager. I mean, a city attorney. Just things to think about. However, I will say that Mike Webb, the acting city manager, to my opinion, and it looks like a towel too, is maybe the guy to take a look at as taking over that job full time. Is there? We got numerous people calling right now. Hello. If the phone's not being answered, it's because we've had the phone lines just jumped up for something. I'm not going to get into the Michael Webb thing right now, except I think that this man has a tremendous ability, and he is the interviews for the first round of police chiefs for the police chief have ended, and they're going out again, and they did not find the person that they want to lead our police department. Our police are too good to be led by somebody that's not as good as them. I guess you could put it that way. Now, data centers. The fact is that when you build a data center, there's a lot of questions, such as electricity, infrastructure improvements. The strongest argument for data centers is that they can bring a real large private investment, high-quality jobs, tax revenue, infrastructural improvements, and economic diversification. Loudoun County, Virginia, brings in billions of dollars in tax and property taxes and tax income from theirs, the ones they have. So how many data centers are there in the United States right now?
You know, they're putting data centers.
Who's calling, by the way? Rich. Okay, hang on. The U.S. has approximately 4,000 data centers today with roughly 3,000 additional facilities planned or under construction. I'm not going to get into the Chinese side, except they are building many more, and they're building them in Outer Mongolia and other places where energy and land and all that stuff is a lot cheaper.
It's another thing that they're adding back in my town. They're already building data centers.
Are they?
Yep, back in Ohio.
Well, I tell you what, it is the biggest question usually is their electricity consumption. And a 2026 study using facility level data estimated that U.S. data centers consumed approximately 250. Let me see what that. Trillion is a terawatt hour, and a unit of energy equal to 1 trillion watt hours. It represents the amount of energy produced or consumed, and 1 trillion watts of power are used for 1 hour. So they used 250 terawatt hours. Equivalent to roughly 5 to 6% of U.S. electricity generation. China's using like 196, which is about 1.9 of China's total electric consumption. But they're building coal fired plants, they're building nuclear plants, they're doing all of these things for the energy for this. The jobs, and there's lots of jobs at first when they're building them. Thousands of jobs, but then it can be run by 50 employees per site, while construction workers are like 1,500. That for every 100 milliwatts of new data center development generates nearly 1,300 jobs in the local economy, including construction, supplies, and downstream activity. 110 million in annual wages, 344 million in gross economic output, 187 million in gross regional. It added $727 billion to the U.S. GDP, 4.7 million total jobs, and $162 billion in federal, state, and local tax revenue. And from 2017 to 2023, $3.46 trillion to the U.S. GDP. The big thing is, for when we're thinking about it, is who pays for the new substation, who pays for transmission upgrades. Will existing ratepayers see higher rates? Now, some of these data centers are building their own electric generating facilities. And they're planning on selling, you know, of the power they don't use, they're going to put it back into the grid, which could lower prices.
All, you know, where they're putting the places up, they're redoing all the power lines around.
Yeah.
Right now. That was what they were doing when I was back home.
Well, for our community, and everybody's against this, but maybe we need to take a look at it again, that we've got water. And as far as if you could put it in the infrastructure, fine. You build your own electric generating plant, and you can put it right here. Now, how much is that going to cost? So, wow. It is a tremendous amount of energy, and the impact would be at the beginning, would be a lot of jobs while they're building. And then it wouldn't be that many jobs afterwards. But then the amount of money they generate, how could we tax that? How much could come into our coffers? So before you're just against it because everybody's against data centers, you have to also remember China's building them, outbuilding us 4-1 right now. Why? They want to control that, the data, the AI, because all these are being built for AI. They want to control that. This is an economic war we're in, my friends, and it's not going to be I don't foresee, of course, you know, from my vast experience, they don't want to go to war with us. War, but an economic war? Oh, yeah, they're all for that. Rich, good morning.
Hey, I have a quick conspiracy theory for you, and then I have a question for you.
A conspiracy theory.
Oh, I know how much you love those. Hey, coincidence that all these data centers are going up, they're exploding at the same time the government surveillance flock camera is exploding? Coincidence, Carl? I knew I'd get a chuckle out of you. Hey, quick comment.
So wait a minute. So the data centers are being built to keep the flock cameras going? Is that what you're saying?
Partially, it's called a surveillance state. It's called the surveillance. 1984, Carl. Come on now. Or Dorwell. Hey, quick question for you. I heard about your little visitor yesterday at the end of your show. Are you going to put in a security buzzer on your door, keep people out?
You know, here's the thing is, I had no idea what was going on. I thought they were having a nice conversation. I really did. You know, because I kind of looked over there, and nobody was throwing hands. And in fact, I didn't even know that she was here. You know, I kind of looked over there and I thought, okay, you know, because you know how you glance at something, right? Because we had other things going on. Luckily, Daniel Myers was brought a young man in here into the studios. Yeah. He wanted me to meet. He's a member of the U.S. Navy. He's on his way down to Guantanamo, as a military policeman, which should be near and dear to your heart.
That's what I did. Yep.
Yep. But what a great young man he is. And he's got his life planned. He's 19 years old, and he knows what he wants to do and how he's going to do it. And it was such a pleasure talking to him. But see, Dan came in and kind of interposed himself, I guess, and then Linda walked our guest out to her car because she felt in danger. And I'm like,
all right, door buzzer, Carl, door buzzer.
Door
buzzer. Hey, have a good day.
Thanks.
I got to go pay my taxes.
I know, you do. Yeah, this is the lady that was on yesterday. If you didn't hear it yesterday, if you didn't hear the show yesterday, you might want to go back and listen to it in the archives. It's quite interesting, as they say. So, the data centers, though. Everybody is just against data centers. They're passing new laws and all this. We need data centers. You know, if the question is, the cost of electricity. Like I said, a lot of these data centers are building their own electricity generators, and then they want to sell it back to the city, which will lower our fees, our electric fees every month. So, you know, you've got to look at not just short term; you got to look at long term on these things. Nuclear power. you've got to look long term. That nuclear power is the future, my friends. I mean, we can talk hydrogen and all this, but a nuclear generating plant that we've been using since the 50s on aircraft carriers and submarines and other places, the new modular plants, yeah, they're expensive to build, but it's seven days a week, 24 hours a day, you know, forever. And they regenerate, they like 96% is recycled back into the plant. So again, we've got to kind of like bring our heads up, look up, and you know, kind of start looking around at what the future is going to look like right here in Reading. We want to move forward. We want to have power. We want to have jobs. And it's, you know, you got Todd Jones working from one end, you got Simpson University and Dr. Hall working in both the university and the Shasta College, working to generate jobs and people for the jobs and all that. But we need to bring in ways of generating that, of power, of, we've got shovel ready land here that we should be looking at. And that's what I'm going to ask Jack Munns. He's going to be on at 8 o'clock. So those are some of the questions I want to ask him. So we're going to take a break, and we come back, we got the range, and JT is going to join us.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting helping employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaugh streaming worldwide at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He is a workers' compensation attorney. He knows the law. He is an expert in this. Work injuries can be life-changing, especially if you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate, for whatever reason. Delays, we can't do that. What if you need retraining because you can't go back to that job? So you get retraining. All of this under workers' compensation. And if you're not getting the assistance you need, if you're getting run around, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. In some cases, Patrick will tell you, nope, it's slow, but it's going the way it should. You don't want to bring lawyers in this. It'll just stop everything. On other ones, he'll say, you need help and you need help now. And he's a scrapper. He's a veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school, and then is built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, free, like I said, or go to GormanComplaw.com. I'm here with John Tesello. Did I pronounce that right?
You got it. It's taken you years, but you finally tagged.
Wait, 17 years. 17 years. And you're here to talk about the Grange, but a whole bunch of other things are going on.
I think we're going to multitask. We're going to talk about the Granges. I really do want to kick it off with letting the listeners know that there's a Grange in your neighborhood. And if you believe in your neighborhood, in your community, you want to do good works, you just want to have a good time, you want to have a positive impact on things that happen in your neighborhood, look around, find your Grange. How do you find them? I can't give you all the phone numbers and addresses, but I could tell you this: in this day and age, you pick up your smartphone, you pick up your look on your computer. If you put in Ono Grange, Anderson Grange, Buckeye Grange, Manton Grange, Palisadro Grange, Redding Grange, you'll find out where they're at and how to join them. And like I said, if you want to do a positive thing in your community with your family, with your kids, find a Grange because they're doing stuff all the time. For example, I'll just talk about our Redding Grange. We just finished sending a young lady to West Texas Equine Center with a scholarship. Nice young lady out of Palisadro, does all kinds of great community stuff, works with the kids with the equine therapy treatment for kids with disabilities. She's back there in college with a scholarship. Redding Grange is helping her out. And then we're getting ready to do our dictionary project. This year, we'll have issued over 5,000 student dictionaries for local third graders. And it's just a great program, really helps the kids and the teachers. And those are just the things that the Redding Grange is doing. And
how did the Grange come about?
The Grange came about right after.
People have heard of Grange, but they don't realize this thing has been going on under different names since probably the inception of our country.
The Grange has always been known as farm communities and this and that.
Yeah.
The establishment of the organization of the American Grange, 1869, right after the war, the Civil War, and they organized the agricultural community to pull together and strengthen their cause. And again, it's always been about agriculture, but at the same time, community participation. That's really as important as anything, is their participation in a positive way in their community. And that started back in 1869. And they were the first organization to recognize women's right to vote. From the very beginning back then, a woman could hold office in the Grange. and vote on everything. And the Granges, just they've been very innovative. I always tell this story. The Granges was the first ones to recognize the need and take to the legislature the need to build a dam at Kennett for the irrigation for the San Joaquin and Sacramento Valley and to provide power. They did that at a Reading convention, Grange convention, back in 1929. So they've been very innovative. They've done a lot of good things in the community. And our little Granges are here in the community doing the same thing, doing all we can to...
Well, Grange, you know, when it first started, it was to, you know, it was farm.
Yes, area, agricultural. Yeah.
Getting together, and they would bring their crop. You know, they'd bring in the produce and all, everything they'd have. And then, and like you said, it's, you know, up to then, all the way up till now, farmers and ranchers sometimes get the dirty end of the stick.
They need representation.
Yeah,
yeah.
From things that are no fault of theirs. You'll get four multinational companies, three of them are out of, you know, based out of the United States, their leadership is, for all the meat production. And, you know, so you've got, the Grange was not just for a way for them to get together and share good times and all this, but was it kind of have a voice there.
You're right, Carl, and I go to the conferences, annual conferences, when I get a chance to, and I'm always impressed on the legislative work that they're doing. They ask all the Granges to make resolutions, proposals. It could be everything from the local schools, elementary schools, ideas on better education for the kids, like our dictionary program, the impact of wolves in the community, GMOs, all types of different things. There's dozens and dozens of resolutions that they sit down with at the committees, and many of them ended up in the state legislature and beyond. So they are a very active group. They do good works, and not just representing agriculture, that's a big part of it, but education, transportation, anything that impacts your community, they'll get involved in. And it's grassroots. It's Anderson Grange will send a resolution down the pipe, and they'll end up at the state conference, and could end up very well in the state legislature and beyond. So, it's a good organization. They got a good history, and they're doing good works. I'm proud of them.
The Grange. I don't know. I've heard of the Grange for my whole life. It seems like, in one way or the other, but it seems like our Grange here in Reading, probably because I have more knowledge now of it, is an active part of our community. And I know there are events held there, you know, in the meeting rooms they have, you know, different groups getting together, and dinners is a lot of times provided by the Grange. Is this true? The cooking was not done by the organization I went with. I went to their meeting. But it was provided by somebody, and I thought it was either Granger or the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Our partners at the Sons and Daughters of Italy. Reading Grange is kind of unique. Again, my hat's off to all the other Granges that I've mentioned, because they do those type of things. Everything from classes, canning classes, just the meals by themselves, breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Reading is very unique, not only in our area, but in the state, because we've had an ongoing relationship for 42 years now with that other group you talk about, the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Yep.
And most people, they would recognize our hall on Cedars and Kenyon as the Sons of Italy Hall. And then afterwards, that is also the Reading Grange. The Reading Grange owns the property. That's all our land. But we have leased that and had this great relationship for 42 years. And the Sons of Italy's always, they've got their doors open.
Sons and Daughters.
Oh, okay. You caught me on that. Good catch, Carl. The Sons and Daughters of Italy is known for its events, from the crab feed to the big spaghetti dinners. Of course, the big event that they're hosting again this year, Paisano Days, is coming up. And that's all Sons of Italy. But I can tell you, most of the Reading Grange members are also members of Sons and Daughters of Italy. So
well, there you
a lot
go.
Of hard-working folks in there covering both. Yeah.
I'm here with John Tosello, who is talking about the Grange, but he's also big in the Sons and Daughters of Italy, and they've got a big event coming up here in a couple weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks,
yeah,
I think. We'll talk about that, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew, our kid-friendly party room, keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Abbott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com worldwide. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right kind of across the street from C.R. Gibbs. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. And there's a reason. Watch repair, they've got it all there. Jewelry repair. And as you know, during my sojourn up into the mountains, I believe I may have mentioned this to you, that I looked down on Thursday night after a seven-hour ride. My wedding ring was gone. Yeah, JT just faded, just dropped on the floor almost. After a bit of panic right then, and I will say the word, not panic, but I was sitting there very despondent. Okay, let's go look for it. And when my partner shined his flashlight over on my side of where we were at, out in the open there, there it was underneath the cot, because, you know, where I'd been washing my hands with those wet rags. It had come off. But my plan was to go down to Four Winds Jewelry, because that's who had built the ring before, and have them build me another one. Hopefully Linda wouldn't notice, because I was going to put something around my finger. You know what? But then when I told Linda what had happened, we'd found it. She's the adult in the family. At times. And she said, you didn't mean to, and those things happen. But I did go into Four Winds Jewelry and had it resized. Okay, now they have to cut a piece out of this ring to resize it. You cannot tell. I mean, I have looked. You can't see where they fixed it. This is the kind of work they do in the jewelry repair and all this. Plus a great selection of jewelry. Really cool people down there. Been in the business over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Managed, you know, everything that makes it a great Reading business. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 4:00. And we're here with John Tosello. We're talking Grange, but you've got some other things going here, and we've got 9 minutes, so go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go back quickly bragging on our Granges. I've mentioned all the Granges here that you could find. Go on your phone, go online, find a Reading, Shasta County Grange, Ono, Anderson, Buckeye, Manton, Palisadro, and of course Reading. Reading Grange is going to be having their fundraiser event this year, October 3rd, Steak Night. We did that last year. It was very popular. A great steak dinner, and at the same time, we're going to be raffling off. We've got a couple of raffles going involving firearms, because this is the gun-tote meeting country up here. So we're going to have three long guns, iconic rifles, Winchester Model 1892, original Rossi lever action.
These rifles, I've seen the photos of them right here. These are antiques. These are ones that you see in the big shows being raffled off, and being auctioned off.
This is an icon, like I said, the Winchester, definitely the pick of the litter. It's an original. It was built in 1902. It's been inspected by Larry Mears, our gunsmith. All these weapons, firearms, have been inspected.
They're all
safe.
And
it's in beautiful shape. The bore is excellent. So it's a very, very nice firearm.
And will you shoot it? Maybe not, but it would be great for a collection. I have a tendency, every gun I own, I use. I mean, it's not something to sit on the wall.
You can put a round through that Winchester.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Not that I would take that out, because I've got other Winchesters and stuff. Yeah. But they're all usable guns. And then you've got that Dan Wesson,
brand new in the box.
357 with an 8-inch barrel.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dirty, hairy looking.
It is.
And, but with an 8-inch barrel, which is a long barrel.
It's, you know what, when they were coming out in the 80s, that was the one to have for long range pistol shooting.
Yeah,
it's extremely accurate. So
okay,
we do have that. That's our fundraiser.
And that's going to be your steak dinner.
Yes.
It's going to be when?
October 3rd.
Okay.
And again, go on our Facebook, Reading Grange, if you're interested in getting tickets to go or getting some tickets to win one of these five firearms. You'll see my number in there. You can call me. But
can you get your tickets online there from the Grange?
No, not yet. We don't have that set up just yet.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to deal with me. Get online and call me, and I'll be there with some tickets for you, or some of my other members, too.
And how much are tickets for this?
Only $20. We're only selling 250 tickets.
No, I'm talking about for the dinner and everything.
Yeah. Oh, $25.
Okay.
Yeah, $25
and that's
for
a steak
dinner. It's New York steak, 10 ounce, and yeah, baked potatoes, and all kinds of good side dishes. And they also have a beverages for all ages at the Reading Grange / Sons and Daughters of Italy.
At a very reasonable price, by the way,
without
if I can say
doubt.
That.
Yes.
And then tickets for the guns are $20 a pop.
That's correct.
And you're only selling 250
that's
total?
Correct. Or yeah. 250 for the rifles, 250 to the,
okay,
for the pistols. Two
right.
separate tumblers, yeah, raffles going on.
So you
on.
Have a 1 in 200, well, depending on how many tickets you buy, you got at least a 1 in 250 chance, which, by the way, going to all of these fundraisers that we end up going to, some people buy $500 worth of tickets, some people buy one ticket. And the $500 worth of tickets, yeah, you get more chances, but I have seen in many cases, the one ticket.
The one
wins.
To win. The yeah. one to win happens more often than not, doesn't it?
Biggest mistake I ever made was going to when I hadn't even moved up here yet, but I was visiting, and Linda took me to one of your events. I plunked down my $5 or $10, whatever it was back then, for a ticket, one rifle.
Nice.
And see, the mistake was, oh, that was easy. So since then, I don't know how much I've invested in tickets. I've won another one. Linda, usually, she wins. You don't want Linda to be buying tickets. And I have no idea how she wins this many.
My Linda, we went to a Republican Party fundraiser, and she won the shotgun. So I know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Anyway,
she
okay.
bought the one ticket.
That's October 3rd.
And then,
of course,
real quickly, while we have a little bit of time,
yep.
Paisano Days 2026 is coming up. 18th and 19th, and you know, you guys in the media are going to kick off media night a couple weeks before. You're
yeah.
going to be playing media night, Bocce, at South City Park. You're going to kick that off, and then Friday, the 18th, and Saturday, the 19th. Friday night is the pasta dinner, and it's going to be from 5 till 8 o'clock at night, spaghetti dinner with a pesto or meat sauce, and we'll have the beverages. Bocce will be kicking off. Saturday, all day long, we're going to be cooking up a storm. Sausage sandwiches, meatball
now,
sandwiches, pasta bowls.
Your pasta is just, of course, everybody knows how good it is. But the one I would buy, without hesitation, is your meatball sandwich. I'm sorry, but it is just wonderful.
It is a crowd pleaser. It is very good.
And if you're a Democratic Socialist, you can buy hot dogs.
Yes, we'll put you in the short line. Yeah, that's what you're going to do.
They've got hot dogs there, too. John, the amount of work or amount of good that the Grange does, do y'all feel the love coming back?
Yeah, we do. This is a great community. We're very blessed to live up in this part of the country where not only do people appreciate what you do, we appreciate the participation in the community. One of the things that both my organizations do is whether we're getting support for a fundraiser, getting a donation, something like that, we always make sure that those people know that we really appreciate that. We don't expect it. We appreciate them, and we get the love going back and forth. So,
well, you do so much for not only the Grange and the Sons and Daughters of Italy, but veterans events. John's always there and his family. And a lot of the Grange and the Sons and Daughters of Italy show up for these things. And I think having a steak dinner for $50 for two people is a great idea.
It's a dandy.
And I'm going to win one of those guns.
You know what? All you got to do is get some tickets from me, and your chances are going to increase as soon as you buy some tickets. I'll tell you that.
I tell you what, your chances of winning without a ticket are not as good as the ones who do have a ticket.
True story. Got to be in it to win it.
We
appreciate your support, Carl, you and Linda at the station here. Again, talking about the community. Do we feel the love? Yeah, we do. It's a great community, and we get good support from all of you out there in the community. We appreciate it.
Well, let's put a monetary value on that. And hey, you know, the other...
the one from a wallet.
Yep. Yeah, well, I've got a person asking me right now for PSA opportunities and being interviewed and all that. And they asked me, the last question they asked me, we've been going back and forth on emails. And the last question was, you do live interviews on your radio broadcast, right? And I have to ask myself, have you ever listened to this station? You know, when I get that, of course we're going to support them 100%. But when they ask me a question like that and they're asking for, you know, certain things, I always wonder, have you listened to the station? And then you would know that. So, anyway.
I always make a point of listening to what you're talking about.
Well, no, you don't have to listen every day, but
when I'm coming down here, I always listen to, for instance, I learned it was National Marmot Day, and so they have that article that you were running early this morning about the marmots, and I listen to what you guys said, so I'm a little bit prepared when I come in.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and Jack Munns, Reading City Councilman, is going to join us, and gosh, there's been a lot of things happening in our city, and Jack just happened to be scheduled for this morning, so we can ask him about that. So we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The student and business visas of up to 200,000 foreign nationals may be revoked, forcing those supposedly short-term visitors to go home. They are casting ballots today in the Palmetto State.
South Carolina voters are deciding who will replace the late Senator Lindsey Graham in the Senate. President Trump has endorsed and campaigned for Senator Darlene Graham, Lindsey Graham's sister.
She will be somebody you're going to be very proud. If you vote for her, you're going to be very proud of that vote.
Darlene Graham is serving as an interim replacement for her brother. Her opponent is Congressman Ralph Norman, who has told supporters that while he wanted President Trump's endorsement, the voters will ultimately determine who wins.
I asked for the president's endorsement, didn't get it, but anybody would want the endorsement, but he chose who he did, and that's fine.
That audio courtesy of WSOC-TV. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Supreme Court has handed the Trump administration a victory regarding election integrity. Concerns a presidential executive order on mail-in ballots. The plan would create a federal list of eligible voters and direct the Postal Service to deliver ballots only to those voters. Ruling 6-3, the High Court says states that sued the administration did so improperly. When it comes to the U.S. declaration of economic war on Iran, Treasury Secretary Bessent says it is already bearing fruit.
Over the weekend, comments from Iranian leadership clearly acknowledged the effect of this campaign, and nations that facilitate any interactions with the regime should quickly heed our message.
Today, Canada is expected to announce its response to President Trump's 50% tariffs on a host of Canadian imports, $20 billion worth of goods. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 23 points, the Nasdaq ahead 104 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Another ship has been targeted in the Strait of Hormuz as talks wrap up in Oman.
The oil tanker was hit Monday night a few miles off the east coast of Oman, according to a report Tuesday from the British military's UK Maritime Trade Organization. The unknown projectile hit the engine of the ship and disabled it, but all crew have been reported safe, the group says. There's been no immediate reports of any environmental impact from the attack, but oil spills from other ships damaged during the war have caused growing concerns about ecological damage. I'm Charles de la Vesna.
A tornado has ravaged a small village in southern France, leaving dozens injured. Local authorities say rescue teams still searching after the tornado left the village in ruins. A local government official confirms 39 people were injured, including two critically, and roughly 300 homes were damaged. News and analysis at townhall.com. Adults are embracing the growing trend of colleges offering a reduced-credit bachelor's degree in just 3 years.
34-year-old Giles Sims was sick of getting passed over for jobs because he did not have a college degree and was often told,
on your skills assessment, you guys scored the same, so we went with the one that had the degree.
To the laid-off web developer turned to one of a growing number of three-year degree programs now being offered around the country. The new U.S. programs let students finish faster by completing as few as 90 credit hours instead of the typical 120 hours for a four-year bachelor's degree. Critics say the degrees cut corners. Giles says that the programs seem more tailored for a fast-changing job market. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The California Senate has advanced a bill to fine content creators who don't disclose that they were paid to post in support of a political candidate or issue on the ballot. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th of August, it's 8:05 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me. Good morning,
Good
Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. It's National Something Day.
No.
I don't want to hear Banana Split again.
Whiskey Sour Day.
Okay, we can go with that. Except.
It's a little early.
I don't even know how you make a whiskey sour. I mean.
A true
it's whiskey, obviously.
True whiskey sour has like egg whites and.
That's what it is. I knew it had something like that. So you put egg whites into a whiskey with bitters or not?
No bitters. Bitters is the old fashioned.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But whiskey sour, just, you know, orange whiskey sour. You put sour mix or lemon juice and sugar.
Okay. And egg white. Do they still use egg white?
Some places do. Some places, a lot of places don't anymore.
They just use the mix.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I've lost the weather. No, there it is. Hey, you know what? Our weather is going to be starting to turn cooler, my friends. Today it's going to be 96 with a low around 63 tonight, and tomorrow's going to be 97. However, by Friday it's going to be down to 94 with a low around 60. Saturday, 92. Sunday, 93. But Monday, 89. That's the weather forecast, national weather forecast. With the lows in the high 50s or low 60s. That's good news. So it's going to be a nice week, and it's going to be beautiful out there. Yeah, 90s, but it's not triple digits. So weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago and has prospered through these 30 years. The three generations of the Kinney family are working there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They're just good people providing outstanding service to their customers and our community. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Jack Munns, Reading City Councilman. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say, sorry for interrupting you there, but it sounds like Ben should be a bartender. He's very knowledgeable.
Well, Ben has been a bartender.
I am kind of a bartender, server bartender. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he knows all that kind of stuff. That's why, you know, because I don't. People tell me, hey, whiskey sour. Okay. Yeah, you got me. Hey, what's a gimlet then? Is that whiskey too?
No.
No.
It's more
okay.
of how you make it.
Okay. Never mind. Jack Muntz, Reading City Councilman. Jack, tell people who, and you're running for re-election.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Elected 4 years ago. Run for re-election. Tell people who you are, about you.
Well, I'm Jack Muntz. I was born and raised in Redding, California. Actually went to Pine Street School in kindergarten.
Pine Street, is it still there?
Right on the corner over there where the Pine Cheap Shopping Center is. It used to be a school.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, Lassen View, Parsons, graduated from Enterprise High School.
Okay.
Went to Shasta College. Moved over to Reno in 89, or 81 actually, where I was in the casino business for about 8 years.
Whoa. I never knew that. That you were in a casino? What? Would you work in the casinos, yep. obviously?
Started security. I was a 21 dealer. I dealt craps, dealt a little bit of roulette, and then got promoted to pit boss.
Whoa. Yeah. There you go.
Moved from Reno and spent a couple, 3 years up in Lake Tahoe. My hair is there. Yeah, it was a great experience. And then 1989, I got on the police department, and it was part of the FTO, training new officers.
Yeah, field training officers. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I started a program called Kids Corner over there. It was really about child abuse and neglect prevention.
Kids Court. Yeah.
Corner.
Okay.
And,
Kids Corner. Okay.
And our goal was to get to some of these families on 4th Street. You know, if you know Reno, 4th Street used to be the main thoroughfare through town.
Uh-huh.
And then once I-80 came through, it became obsolete and kind of old, rundown motels and mm-hmm. a lot of families, generations in one room. So we ran into some challenging neglect issues. So we thought we would start going and talking to these families and trying to help them before. You know, I ran into one family, 9 people in one room, 7 kids. Place was a complete disaster. The youngest kid was younger than 1, and the oldest was probably 13.
What did dad do?
Not
besides
much.
Produce children.
He was good at that. He wasn't working, and they were in the process of using controlled substances.
There you go.
So I ran into them, and I gave them, I said, you got 2 hours to clean this place up, or I'm coming back and placing your kids. And I came back, and the place was spotless. So what we did after that was started going ahead of time instead of arresting the parents and placing these kids. We want to help them ahead of time to get them
placed in the Child Protective Services. Correct. Is what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then so we started this program. We ran for 5 years that I ran, and it's still going in some sort. And that was in 1996. We won national awards, 2 national awards for the program. And
wow.
And it was a great time. Then I got promoted to supervisor, sergeant. And
and this is in the Reno Police Department.
Correct.
Okay.
So I had an office away from the station.
Yeah, yeah.
With like 9 people. They didn't work for me, but we worked together in this program.
Okay.
And then I got promoted to sergeant and was part of the FTO sergeant program where we supervised all the training of the new recruits and we trained the new sergeants. And then I ended my career there in internal affairs.
Why did I think you were in the Highway Patrol?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I just, for some reason, and it's probably from 4 years ago,
yeah.
because we really haven't talked about this since you came on the first time. So you're in the Reno Police Department.
Correct.
Okay.
21
so
years.
21 years. And so you retired when?
I retired June 15th, 2010.
Okay.
Moved back home.
To Redding.
19th.
And when? 2019?
No, 4 days later.
4 days later.
Yeah.
So did you still have family here?
Yeah, my whole family was here. My okay. wife's family was here.
And you were close enough from Reno, you could come
yeah.
back and visit.
Oh, yeah, I came
that's
back.
Almost an idea. Linda's parents live in Sacramento. That is almost the ideal distance. You can get there in 2.5 hours.
Easy drive.
If you drive, yeah, 2.5 hours. And you can, you can be a part of everything. We're going down for her great, or, yeah, grandniece's birthday. You know, it's like 4, down there for that. Because you can see your family.
Yeah.
Okay, so you moved back here 4 days after you retired. And what year was that?
2010.
And then you ran for city council. In 2022.
Correct. I ran in 2020.
Didn't
make it.
Oh,
ran,
okay.
Ran again in 2022 and was elected.
I didn't realize that. You know, well, 2020, our heads were someplace else. The government's head, we know exactly where the government's head was. Up their fundament there.
HUA.
They had to put, they were putting little, little windows in their tummy so they could see which way to go. Okay. And so you ran in 2020, was not successful. And then you ran again in 2022 and was successful.
Correct.
All right. So, we're going to take a little bit of an early break. I'm here with Jack Munns, and I found out things that I didn't know, and I've known you for 4 years.
I got a couple more things you probably don't know either.
Well, lay another one out for me, because I've got a minute and a half here.
I've been to Africa 12 times. I started a nonprofit, went over to Africa and Kenya. I've been to Kenya 11 times, Zambia one time.
What kind of nonprofit, Jack?
We did medical clinics over there. So I had a, well, my partner was a doctor, so we went over there.
What's your doctor's name?
Joe Cassiopo.
Is he from around here?
He's from Reno. Reno. And then he lives in Maryland now. So we went over together 10 times.
10 times.
Bought property, started a farm, started an orphanage. We bought, 10 acres, built a house, built a school. So there's a lot of things.
What's it called? What's your nonprofit called?
Juakali.
Okay.
J-U-A-K-A-L-I. It stands for, it's like, they call them the Juakali workers that go out into the sun and the heat and they do anything they can just to, to make ends meet. So that's what they named us because we would get out in the sun with them in the heat and do medical clinics and, just try to help.
Wow.
Our orphanage was mainly young ladies who, have been trafficked or preventing them from being trafficked.
Right. It's a big thing over there.
So it was a.
It's great, a big thing in a lot of places, but especially in Africa.
Yeah, it was a great, great time.
Wow, is that thing still going on?
I think it is, but I haven't talked to anybody in about 5 years. And last time I heard, the school was still going very well.
Okay. All right, we're here with Jack Munns. All these little things that people didn't know about you, Jack.
Yeah.
I mean, nonprofit in Africa for medical help and an orphanage.
10 acres.
Wow. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join us Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW for the Vote Arthur Gorman fundraiser. Enjoy dinner, prize drawings, a live auction, and fellowship supporting strong schools, academic excellence, and parental rights. Every dollar helps Arthur fight for education, not indoctrination. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Mendebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track now to reserve an ER treatment time. That's right. If you've got maybe gastrointestinal, flu, and that kind of stuff, don't want to wait around the waiting room, you go online there to ShastaRegional.com and click on Fast Track, and you can set up a time. Now, they're going to ask you a couple questions like, are you having chest pains? Are you bleeding? Those kind of things. And if you say yes, they're going to tell you, please come in right now. For other things, you can stay at home, get down there, and be seen. And you reserve time only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. ShastaRegional.com, click on Fast Track. I'm here with Jack Munns, Reading City Councilman, who's running for re-election. And I learned a whole bunch of stuff about Jack here. And everything from he was involved in the gaming industry for about 8 years.
Yes,
working his way up through the ranks there. Then was a policeman in Reno, the Reno Police Department, for 21 years. 21 years. Started a program there to help families that were in need. And he also had a nonprofit in Africa. And he's visited Africa
12 times.
Yeah, many times. To help, you know, with medical.
Right.
Medical care. So,
and every time we went, you could see the kids were improving as we.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That must be satisfying.
It's very
soul satisfying.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Why'd you run for city council?
A couple of
the
reasons.
The first time, and you lost the first time in 20, but you won in 2022.
And the difference was, I started knocking on doors. That was the difference between 2020 and 2022.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I ran was 21 years of police. I thought, well, I know that world pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Homelessness, I know that word pretty well.
Yep.
And those were the top two issues in the city at that time. And it was interesting, in 2020, it was crime was first, homelessness was second. In 2022, homelessness was first, crime was second. So in the two issues that were plaguing the city, I was pretty well versed in. And so I thought I could help, and so I ran.
Okay, so you were elected.
Yes.
Okay, it's been 4 years. How's our homeless situation?
It's challenging
at best. It hasn't changed, has it?
Not a whole lot. The best thing we got going is the Good News Rescue Mission.
Oh, yeah.
They have put over 13,000 people back into homeless, into permanent housing.
Absolutely. Plus, they've got that program they're starting. They're sending them home.
Yep.
Restarting that.
Yep. That's good news.
And when we say sending them home, they make sure there's somebody on the other end that wants them back, and they put them on a bus, probably with some kind of meal card or something to get them back home.
We did that as best we could back in 96 when I had my program.
Uh-huh.
But it is also a challenge. You know, the challenge now is, or part of the challenge is, and you've heard, I'm sure, many people talk about vans are coming and dropping off people here in the city.
I've heard that. Is that true?
I believe so.
Okay.
Actually,
well, I used to go, you know, I come in early in the morning. I used to see this white van park in front of the post office down here on Yuba Street. And I would stay there and watch and think, are there people going to get out of that van? And one person does, but they went in to get mail and left. So I have not seen it. I have heard things about buses. I've heard all this. Are those urban myths? Or do you really think some people are being dropped off?
I also have not seen it, but I've heard it on multiple occasions from people in high-level positions who are looking
into higher than the city council?
Well, non-city personnel.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, well, they are government people, but you know, I don't know that I have permission to talk about.
So our homelessness, we do that point of time count. Has it gone down or has it gone up?
I think the last time we counted was 500.
Was that gone down or?
I believe it went down a little bit.
A little bit,
but I don't know that it's actually gone down. So the challenge is, let me just finish the one thought that I had.
Sure.
Is that these people get dropped off. There are organizations who are renting rooms, and they get about $2,500 per person. They're being let out from prison, and this company takes them in for 6 months, gets paid for it, feeds them, houses them, and then in 6 months, if they're not acclimated back to the city or life, then they're just thrown out on the street.
Now here's the thing that was causing a lot of consternation. They're taking over motels right down the street here. The people that own the motel are getting a buttload of money.
Well, part of that's not true because I own part of the Stardust Hotel.
The one down there?
Yeah. And I'm not getting it. You know what I get a month?
No.
$54.
Well, where's the money go?
I do not know. That's what we are looking into.
Well, that was the problem, is that all this money was there. 6 months after they find them, you know, they house them, clothe them, everything.
Yeah.
Then they turn them on the streets.
Yeah, so we lease the problem. I have six cousins that we lease it, and I haven't. We inherited it in 94, and I haven't.
This one on the end of the street?
Stardust, yeah, corner of.
The one that's right across from the old Naked Coffee.
Eureka Way and Pine.
Okay.
We own the property.
Okay.
Got it. We have nothing to do with the building or the leases or anything like that.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, clarify
that's different.
That.
But there was a lot of money changing hands.
Yeah, so I have talked to certain officials, let's just say that, and they are looking into it, but there's not enough, for lack of a better word, not enough evidence or substance there to do anything as of yet.
It would be, and so they take these people from all over, the way I understand.
Yep, my understanding,
I mean,
correct.
From out of state and everything, yep. Because they're part of this organization that bring these people in here. And after 6 months, if they haven't been able to make that transition, they're right here in Reading.
That's exactly my understanding as well.
Can't we do something about that?
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what, like I told you, I met with some officials.
Okay.
And I'll tell you.
Like a law.
I'll tell you off the.
Off air?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not sure that I can tell.
Okay.
Talk about
and here's the thing is, when people say that, we learn an incredible amount during the breaks, but I'm always sworn to secrecy. I've been sworn to secrecy so much, I don't even know what I can talk about, what I can't. So I just don't talk about anything about it. I just sit there and think, I know that answer, but I don't think I can talk about it. And that's fine because it gives us a better understanding. Because things that upset people like this thing down here. And, you know, how can we?
It's wrong, in my opinion, on a whole lot of levels.
Oh, a whole lot of levels.
Yep.
Especially, it's one thing to be helping people from right here.
Yeah.
But when you bring them in from Nebraska, never from Ohio, Ben, but from Nebraska or something like that. Okay, so the homeless problem hasn't gotten really any better the last 4 years.
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what could have been done better. I mean, we have a lot of organizations that are doing. I was on the at-home committee for 2 years, and then I went up. Mike Latta's on it now with Tanessa.
Yeah, yeah.
But that little group really doesn't have any teeth. It's just information gathering.
Well, the thing about it is that there's so much money in homelessness, if I may say that, when you have organizations like that, and we have so many organizations helping. Is there any chance of having like an umbrella over all of these? So maybe you can consolidate?
I hope so. I think that's part of what the initial at-home committee was kind of designed to do, is to bring everybody together to have, you know, a collaborative ideas and workforce. But
the big thing down there was that one woman that was killed. down there, and by a guy from out of state who'd just been released from prison.
Yeah.
And somehow the background investigation, he came through the cracks on something like that.
There's a lot of things coming through the cracks, I think.
You're not making me feel any better, Jack. We got to take a break here, and when we come back.
Well, I mean, we want to be just real. I mean,
it's true.
That's reality.
No. It is true. Yeah. It is reality. This is what we're facing. Homelessness. And when we come back, let's talk police.
Okay.
And plus, I've got, like, you all, right now, the city has got a lot of problems.
The waves are high.
Yep. We're taking some water. This portion of the show brought to you by a happy part of my life, and that's Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the new Submarama, or the new location of Submarama. I found them in 2007. They have been our sponsors since the day we opened. And I can't say enough about this group of people, because I've gone through several barbers and several people there. Great haircuts. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 or using Booksy. And just go into Redding and Cypress Square Barbershop. They give great haircuts, fair prices. Every haircut's American-made, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Jack Munns, Reading City Councilman.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, what happens when someone comes to you and needs to move because of a job or family reasons, or maybe they're on a tight deadline to sell that home?
You know, it's a great question, and there's some really good news to that. It just means you're going to shift your focus when you decide on your pricing. In some cases, people test the market and, you know, try a price that's not proven. But in other cases, what you do is you actually look at recent sales data, you price it accordingly, and in many cases, you sell it faster and even for more money anyhow. But if that's not fast enough, don't worry. We offer an instant offer program where we can purchase your home in 2 weeks or less and get you moved from point A to point B.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio is streaming worldwide at kcnrradio.com. This is Carl Bott, and my guest is Jack Munns, Reading City Council. We've been talking homelessness, and Jack says, you know, we've got a problem here on various levels. And I don't want to paraphrase what you said. We have enough programs in this city.
I believe, yes.
To help anybody.
There are a lot of good programs.
And the problem is,
nice
you haven't knocked
nice.
Edge like that. I'm still quick. Everybody comes in here with a lid on their drinks. Why? They've never spilled anything. I spill my coffee on a regular basis because I get all excited. That's why I have a top of mine. But I caught it.
You did.
As we talked about during the break, there's plenty of programs.
I believe so.
It's getting the people to the program.
There's a lot of good programs that are actually helping people.
They are. And you see them.
But my opinion is, as I shared with you briefly, that everybody has a slightly different story. So sometimes this cookie-cutter approach does not really work. You need an individual approach for individual people. I get it. Yes, there's a lot of drug-addicted people out there.
Right.
A lot of people who have been abused. I have a sympathetic heart for them, for sure. But the challenge is most of them, if you talk to them, do not want help and do not want to participate. And I am willing to help. There's a lot of people who just need help, you know, and we want to help them.
Well,
let me just finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry. So they don't want help. But so I'm willing and desirous to help anybody. But the homeless, their currency in the situation is you have to participate. Participate, and we'll take care of you, and then if you're still participating, genuinely participating, you will become better. I hate to use the word better, but you'll become able and willing.
You'll be able to
get permanent housing.
And to rejoin society and all this. I mean, we've got programs out at Shasta College. We've got all these things.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on from
this.
Right now, the city of Reading is facing a tremendous financial burden. Our projected sales or projected budget, even though it was the most conservative, like gaining 1% this year, is well below that. And it has cost us policemen, if I understand right, in the sense of that is if they left, we don't hire new ones. And it's run into a number of different problems. Now, if you don't have the money, the civic shut down. What do you see here in the next few months?
Well, are we talking specifically for police or budget?
Well, I'm talking budget right here because it impacts on everything, infrastructure, police, fire.
Well, I think the two most critical things we have are budget and first responders.
Okay.
You have to be safe, and we have to have money to pay them.
Right.
To answer part of your question before, new positions could be available, but they have to be approved through the city manager.
Okay.
So I think we have two or three or four new officers in the academy. I don't know the number, but I know there's a couple at least. And those are approved by the city manager. And we want to maintain a certain level of cops on the street. I mean, that's just critically important.
Sure.
So, you know, a certain level of firefighters as well. Our expenditures, I was told that at the end of fiscal year, June 30, we would be, this was months ago, we would be at around $9.2 billion. We want, generally speaking, our general fund budget is $100 million,
mm-hmm.
and then our policy reserve is 10%.
Right.
So 9.2 is relatively close. There were some budget snafus in one department, which I won't mention, but
I will.
That cost us several million dollars. And we have been paid back portions of that. But there's still at least, I believe, just short of $2 million that's still outstanding. I think we'll get it back, and we have gotten some of it.
That's because that department did not bill people correctly.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Or I don't want to say.
Okay, that. No, I understand. You're in. You know, there's certain things you can't say. However, okay, so we'll get.
You're correct, though.
Okay.
That fund then doesn't come into that part. It comes back over here.
Right. Right. And yeah, you're trying to get paid for services already.
Yeah.
All right. Right now, the city just in today. I thought, poor Jack, he's coming in when all this news is breaking, and he's a city councilman. We have no city manager. We have an acting city manager. By the way, Michael Webb, I'm totally sold on this guy.
That makes two of us.
Okay, and it looks like Mike Littow. I am a non-voting member, but I've gotten to know Michael Webb in the sense I really got to know Tarbo and was really impressed by him. I thought your all's choice of this man was just perfect. Unfortunately, as we know, William passed. Michael seems to be, who worked real close with William, seems to be following along that route. So we don't have a police chief. We don't have a city attorney. We don't have we have an interim city manager. The financial director, Robinette, just resigned. And the fire chief. So that's just five pretty.
Assistant city manager.
An assistant city manager, right. Because Michael was the assistant city manager, yeah. And now he's the interim. Those are five positions that are pretty important.
They're critical.
Yeah. So what's happening?
There's
the city council here. I mean, we're talking budget, but now we've got five positions that are pretty integral to our city.
Yeah, obviously, I can't talk about a lot of it, but, you know, Fire Chief Mr. Van Landingham was here for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
I thank him for his service. He chose to retire,
mm-hmm.
And that's about all I can say about that.
Okay.
Greg, I just found out yesterday.
Yeah.
And that he's retiring. And
he's staying on as city treasurer because that's an elected position.
Yeah, correct. And I think he just wants a little bit more, better environment for himself and for his family.
Uh-huh.
And so he's moving on to a bigger and brighter, and I can't blame him for that.
Okay.
But revenues, so to finish, my other thought was
9.2. Sure.
Now we're going to be at right around 4, and we want to be at 10, so percentage-wise.
Right.
So 4 million versus 10 million.
Right.
So when you get around 5 or start getting below, then you're at critical levels.
Okay, so we're at critical levels.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are. So we have, don't quote me on the number, we have around 35 vacant positions. If you don't remove those jobs from the budget, the money stays there in the budget.
Right, right.
So
even in these unfilled positions, there's right. still the money's in it.
Correct.
For that. That's all feds and state and
yeah. So we'll most likely remove those 35,
mm-hmm.
and that'll give us $4 million back into the general fund. Most of it,
okay.
excuse me, most of the general fund. So we're trying to right the ship. The challenge is, me personally, I do not want a bunch of layoffs. I'm fine with taking it. If we can do it in 3 or 4 years and get back up to 10%, but I don't want to lose services. We are a full service. You know, I even brought some numbers. We're a full service community. You know, we have wastewater, trash. We have electric. We have all of these.
Yeah, all that comes in the city. Yeah.
Yeah. And those are not general fund dollars, generally speaking. Those are enterprise funds.
Mm-hmm.
And they have fees that are associated with them, so they're generally pretty solvent, pretty good. But general fund is transient occupancy tax, sales tax, property tax. Property tax has been good. Sales and I think TOT came up a little bit.
TOT came up a little bit, but
yeah,
but sales tax,
yeah,
it's gone down.
So we run our budget based on we have this 10-year plan, and the 10-year plan is really an educated guess.
Of course.
So the last 5 years is it's not a prophetic document. It's a document that says, well, we've had these 5 years of great news of 4%. So we gave some raises, and our staff is. At that time, was considerably under market value. They are still, some of them are still under market value. And I'll just give you one example. Engineers. We pay them, I think, 140. Market value is about 160.
Mm-hmm.
We have $750 million in capital improvement projects. And about 500 of them come with salaries attached. Not necessarily salaries for us, but salaries to get the jobs done.
Sure.
And we're not really doing anything because we don't have the staff. So my biggest challenge is I don't want to lose services. And if we just start randomly laying off people because we want to balance the general fund, that creates chaos and creates a whole lot of other issues.
At one point, we went to a four-day work week. Do you see that happening?
There's been talk about it, but is that the right thing to do? I'm not sure at this time.
I don't know.
I just don't know. It's really like, you know, let's say we laid off Ben and Sue. You know, who would? There's work there. There's a lot of work that needs to be taken up. Who's going to do that work? You know, if we lay off a bunch of firemen and a bunch of policemen, who's going to do that work?
Well, that's different than Sue and Ben because, as great as they are, I mean, if I really had to, I could might do part of the work. No, I understand.
Well, I mean, if I had to, I could go out and answer calls for service at the police department, too.
Yeah, I know.
You and I are...
You don't want to lay off services, but our budget is not supporting all the services.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It's critical. It's not it's not on deathbed yet, but it's...
No, but it is critical, and people need to know that. Yep. That and now we've got five of the major leadership positions that are open.
Well, I'll just give you another quick one. We paid our last city attorney $220, public knowledge, well underpaid. Well underpaid.
Really?
Well underpaid.
That's based on other communities our size.
We do surveys.
Okay.
Yeah. We did want to hire a company to fly that position, you know, RFP or, you know, headhunter type thing. They wouldn't fly it at $275. They wouldn't do it.
At $275.
$275.
Wow.
We now, so when this old, when Christian left, he left us kind of in a mess.
Yeah.
But,
of course he did.
Over 150 contracts were not done and completed. So we have a new, we're paying our new, I don't know, it's public knowledge, I'm sure, but we're paying through the nose. But they are doing a wonderful job.
Now, is this a company you hired just to do it?
Yeah. Okay. Burke, Williams, and Swartzen.
Okay.
Doing a fantastic job. They've gotten all those contracts up to date. They're extremely good and extremely helpful. But we're paying extremely high value for them.
For their services.
For their services. Okay. And I believe it's money well spent, but it's a high dollar.
Okay. I'm here with Jack Munns, and Jack's just kind of laying out things that people aren't going to, I mean, maybe you don't want to hear them, but that's where we are.
It's the truth. I mean, yeah.
No. I mean, and I'm thoroughly enjoying this because I knew because a lot of people cycle through here. I know we're in trouble, but you're giving specific instances of why, you know, and these things are happening. Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th Annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Now, tomorrow, Christina Prosperi, who's running for city council, is going to join us, too. And I've got all types of questions for her after being sitting here with Jack, who is, you know, taking arrows to the chest because of the situation we're in, of the financial problems we're having. Those kind of things, and then trying to keep the city as a full service organization still going. Let's talk civic for a little bit. To me, a city, to be a city, needs certain things. It needs, I don't believe it or not, I think it needs a museum. I think it needs a viable media. I think it needs parks and all that, but it also needs a civic where you can have big events and you can have events that impact in our city. Of course, it shut down, and I understand why he didn't want to put $680,000 more into it. I mean, to me, that was a wise fiscal decision. But now we don't have a civic. What's the latest?
Let me just back up just for a second.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of the civic. I was sad to see it go, but you're correct. You know, finances play a part. But I have fond memories of that civic. My dad, if you remember, my dad Jack was the manager of Camp Surplus for decades.
Uh-huh.
So they would have conventions, sporting, you know, conventions, and he would down there back in the day, they would sit and drink beer and, you know, try to sell some. So I just have fond memories of the Civic.
Yeah.
A couple of challenges is we need to be better landlords. You know, there's a lot of things that are, I don't want to say breaking down, but need fixing.
HVAC. I understand the HVAC needs a big uplift.
Yeah. So we're doing Band-Aids, but it's keeping it up and running. It probably needs a new design of some sort. But specifically, the finances is the one that basically shut it down.
Okay.
We asked them to come back with a different plan, and they didn't come back with a different plan. So we shut it down, and to my amazement and excitement, we have some viable people interested in running the Civic.
Okay.
I do not know the names of them. I can only guess, so I don't want to say anything. But according to Travis Minnie, our director of Park and Rec, and who's supervising that stuff, he says there are definitely some viable companies that are interested.
Okay. Let's move on. The economic study or efficiency study, I guess, started by William Tarbell. That's going to be due out when?
Well, I thought it was coming out this month.
Okay.
We had a...
September, October?
Well, we had a... I probably can't talk about it, but we just had a briefing, and my briefing for all five of us was Aaron Reznor and I, and they briefed us for about an hour on what's happening.
So that's going to be coming out here soon to the public.
Well, yeah, I suspect that I thought it was going to be out already, but so it should be.
Would you say that it was well worth the money?
Well, depending on who you ask. Probably not. Because a lot of the things that they're doing, Michael was already doing.
Right.
One of the examples is, you know, we have a lot of contracts, and these contracts would stay in place for a long time and wouldn't be closed out, and there's still money at the end of these contracts, still money left over. So once you close it out, then those funds go back into either the enterprise funds where they come or to the general fund.
Okay.
There wasn't a whole lot of money there, but there was $500,000 in general fund.
Part of it was efficiency, how departments worked and everything.
Yep.
That right there is worth, I mean, that's got to be worth something.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's good. I don't think it was great.
Okay. So it was a good endeavor.
Yep.
And where some of the stuff we're already doing, but the efficiency of departments that find out it's, you know, one is none, two is one, is one thing. But then when you have redundancy beyond that, you know, and I can't help but think, I don't have any, I can't point at it, that you've got probably got two or three, four departments sometimes working on the same thing.
And mostly in the finance department.
Okay. All right.
So, but let me say, I don't think you can do more with less. You just can't. You just cannot do more with less. So if we go down to...
Reaches that certain point.
Yeah, it's see that certain point where services decrease, problems arise, people call in sick, morale goes down, and it ended up costing you more in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get to a right place where we're not losing and we're not bleeding to where our finances are steady.
Needs to be balanced.
Make sure we have our services that our community deserves and that I want to give them.
Okay, last question because we run out of time. Riverfront plan.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Well.
it's supposed to be out like November, isn't it?
Well, you're talking about the northern part, I assume.
Well,
or the whole part.
They're supposed to be. They did a presentation the other day, and isn't there supposed to be the final report out?
I hope so. And I'll just tell you, I loved the presentation that I was given.
Okay.
I don't know
why. What was the best part of it?
Well, they had a visual for us,
what
could actually look like.
Yeah.
I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily a detail guy, although I have become more of a detail guy since this. I have to learn about budget, you know.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know how long we were there, an hour and a half or more, and it was very interesting, very inviting. I have not been a big fan of housing down there, but they had a... They had this thing, 100-unit housing. They had they're expanding the Civic Center by about 50. I think it's 50,000 square feet.
We need that.
Expanding the rodeo grounds to where they could hold. It would move it, but expand it.
Move it to where?
Right where the parking lot is.
The parking lot.
Yeah, the big parking lot now.
They would move the rodeo grounds to there.
Well, this is the picture. I'm just explaining the picture.
No. I mean, it's still staying in the same location.
Yeah. Right there. And it would house like 15,000 people for outdoor concerts and stuff like that instead of, the John Party was the biggest concert ever in Reading. They held over 6,000 tickets sold.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that can be done down there, I think.
Is the Riverfront plan online someplace that people want to look at?
I believe so.
Okay.
But you know, if you have big projects, then it draws people.
Yeah.
And it draws money.
Yes.
So I think, where are you going to pay for it? Great big project that I think is great will draw some financial benefits as well.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, by the way, Reading did a great job with Iron Man.
Oh, man.
They hit it out of the park.
Oh,
my
beyond.
Friends, my community, you hit it out of the park.
I talked to, Mike talked about 200. Yeah. I talked to about 15 and to a T, every one of them. We loved it. We're coming back. It's the best one we've ever had.
It should be the template for every one of their Ironmans.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
And more. Yeah. I think Reading had this challenge for the homelessness, but Reading has over 300 sunny days a year.
Yeah.
That's why homeless love it. But I also want to think maybe we need to be, I've been wanting to, talking about to private people, about all that property along Bonneview.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to put a mega park down there. Soccer park, basketball courts, you know, just as huge. I mean, I don't know
what
would be
the
there.
Sports? What about the sports?
Yeah, they'd all be going together. We can, our sports park is making money. Travis is doing a great job over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're not neglecting that. I mean, we're bringing them in. We could, I think we could do some great things.
Okay.
And bring some businesses and money.
I thoroughly applaud you gave that long-term lease to the Rodeo Association so now they can reach out and start doing things.
I signed that one.
I know you did. I know you did. So, okay, Jack Munns, how do people get a hold of you? You run for re-election. What's your website if you have one?
JackMunns.com.
Okay.
You can come on. You can donate. I would appreciate it. You can go. You can text me at my phone, 530-440-9669. And I'll just leave you this thought. You know, the renting is in the ship is hitting some heavy waves. And you need a captain when you have some heavy waves going. You don't need a captain when the seas are calm. Our seas are rough, and I believe that I'm your captain.
Okay, Jack.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for answering all these questions that straight up. You talking about problems and everything. Okay, tomorrow, Christina Prosperi is going to be our guest who's running for city council. It'll be interesting to talk to her and asking her a lot of these same questions. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.